My next guest is a highly successful internet marketer, trainer, author, and an international motivational speaker. We'll discuss his unique methodology and techniques that have generated over $233 million in sales and profits for his clients. Alex Mendozian has generated, as I said, over $300 million in sales and profits for his clients and partners via electronic marketing media such as television infomercials, online catalogs, 24-hour recorded messages, voice fax, Tendle seminars, and so forth. He's the founder and CEO of Heritage House Companies, a boutique electronic marketing and publishing company that repurposes written and spoken educational content for a worldwide distribution. He's also the founder of the Electronic Marketing Institute. He's trained over 15,000 teleseminar students since 2002 and claims that practically any entrepreneur can transform their annual income into a monthly income once they apply his principle-centered electronic marketing strategies. Here's the key point. Alex's 2001 annual income became an hourly income by 2006. Alex lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with his wife and two children, and he enjoys over 90 free days each and every year. Welcome back to the show, Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a subject matter expert. In 5 years, you were able to really transform your annual income into your monthly income, as I said at the outset. That is very impressive. But, of course, you did that before the Great Recession of 2008. Can one really accomplish that feat in today's economic environment?
Well, since there have been depressions and recessions dating back to the centuries, 1807, 1819, 1837, 1857, 1929, everyone knows about, but there were seven recessions between then and the 70s. We had one in the year 2000 and definitely one in 2008. The answer is yes, and the way to do that is just remain confident when everyone else is depressed.
All right. That seems to make a lot of sense. Now, talk to me about this new online world that we're living in. Why is it relevant? Why is it important to build an online business?
Well, everyone has a message inside their heart. Typically, that's where it resides, and they want to get it out to the rest of the world. Gutenberg created the printing press, and it really, other than having the Bible in the hands of many, many others, it allowed many people in those days with the scribes to no longer suffer from writer's cramp and multiply and engage readers into what was being put out. Well, many, many, many years later, books were written, and authors who had a message in their heart could be put out there so that others who never had access to the author physically could not only read but really get what was being said. Well, everyone has a book inside them. Well, now everyone has a blog inside them, and then eventually everyone has a membership site inside them. So the internet is the lowest cost, most efficient and effective way to get the word out with the least cash outlay available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. It has spoiled us. Email, for one, has spoiled us. Facebook and blogging has spoiled us, but we should be very grateful to it because it is accelerating our learning ability.
All right, that's very encouraging. My guest is Alex Mendozian, and we're talking about online businesses and in particular membership services that I want to dive into because you just mentioned that, Alex, a moment ago in your answer, and that's the tool that you're probably best known for is membership sites on the internet. So start with a basic definition for my listeners, if you will, please. What is a membership site by definition?
Well, a membership site is a community of like-minded people who share the same set of beliefs and values about a topic or within a market niche. And it's a community. Well, what that means is they have something in common. They have similar beliefs and similar values. Now, if I were to sell a product and I had a product launch, I don't have any idea what those people believe in that they have in common. I do know that they want my product. They saw some benefits, some advantages, a guarantee, some bonus gifts. They took my offer, and I persuaded them because I had enough credibility and relevance to where they are today. But a community is different. People have a much deeper desire to belong to a community, or the desire of belonging is much deeper, much stronger genetically than the desire to learn, unfortunately. So learning is secondary to building belonging and community. And so we say community is king with membership sites, and content is queen.
All right. And I like that phrase, but let me challenge you on that if I can, Alex, for just a moment, because if I'm a member of a community, I'm going to want to participate in that community for free. Why would I want to pay money to be a member of a like-minded group?
Well, the same reason why some people go to libraries for books, like my mother, and other people go to Amazon.com or Dummies.com or go to Barnes & Noble for books. Some people are buyers, some people are browsers. So you're a browser, I'm a buyer. There's plenty of buyers out there.
I see. All right. Well, that makes sense.
So, is that fair?
That's fair, and I get that distinction. All right. So my guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, how does somebody go about building a membership site?
Well, there are really five steps, and the first step is to get mentored. Somehow, get mentored into a membership mindset where you can join a forum about membership sites. There are plenty of membership sites on membership sites. So we have one coming up called marketingonline.com. But mentoring is critical because you don't need to go in the wrong direction. In fact, the only thing worse than going in the wrong direction is going about it enthusiastically, which many listeners probably do all the time. So that's step one, is find a great mentor or do some mentoring so you learn it before you start spending money. Number two is decide on the topic or niche you're going to be focusing on. You have to represent something. What emotion are you selling? I'm selling the emotion of belonging and also family-centeredness, not just bloodline, but the tribe of the business family, community family, and any other family you can think of. So decision is number two. Number three is create the site. And the site starts with one pixel and turns into a page, which turns into many pages, and it has content, it has forums for engagement, and other bells and whistles that keep people in and retain them. That's number three. Step four is decide on the platform before you launch it. Right? Decide on the platform you're going to use. There's several platforms available online. There's Wishlist Member, there's A Member, there's Membergate, there's SAP, there's all, DAP. I was thinking of the commercials I see in the airports. DAP, and many, many others. We use Wishlist Member. Both of the people who run that were students of mine. Now they're teachers of mine within the membership arena. And deciding on the platform is critical. You can start as something as simple as a WordPress site and then convert that into a membership. And then the fifth step is tell the world. Tell the world, one person or many people at a time. So number one, mentoring. Number two, decision-making on your niche. Number three, creating the site in a blueprint form so that you can launch it. Number four, choose the platform. And then number five, tell the world after you've launched it. And that's exactly what we're doing in a few days.
All right. My guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, I want to circle back around to number four that's there, and that is decide on the platform. You mentioned that you like to use Wishlist Member.
That's correct.
Talk to me. What do these platforms include? This is a new term for me. It's a new term for many of my listeners. What exactly are you getting when you have Wishlist Member?
Okay. Well, what a membership site is really is a way for members to interact with you. So, you can take a WordPress website, which anyone can get access to WordPress for free, and then what Wishlist Member does very well is it converts that into a membership site platform, which requires a username and a password. And if you're not paying the bills or your tuition, then you're no longer allowed in. So it allows to put the Iron Curtain in front in order to make it only for those who are paying. Also, membership can be something as simple as downloading an ebook. I mean, you can have a whole membership site on just downloaded ebooks, or one download can be a membership site by definition. So it has multiple functions. What is private is paid for. What is public is for free.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, now that we have kind of an understanding of how you go about building a membership site, what are some of the results that are possible with a membership site? I mean, what should my expectations be when I set up a membership site?
Well, possible and expect are two different things. So expectations and possibility to me are on either side of the spectrum. What you can expect is 38 members, $27 a month. That is $1,000 a month income, and that's just for the first 38. What about next month when you get 38, and the month after, and the month after, compounds? How about 28 members at $37 a month? That's, again, $1,000 a month, again and again and again, of passive income, which builds momentum. And it's not the content that allows people to stay or gets them to stay. It's the engagement. When you engage people, that's what gets them in, the community. Now, what's possible? You can make $1 million a month from this. That's what's possible. I intend to.
Wow.
So the possibility is huge. I know people who've made $1 million in a day with their membership site.
Really? Truly?
During a launch, yes.
Wow.
One of our faculty members, in fact.
I mean, that's staggering. That is a staggering. Well, I don't want to put the cart before the horse because this almost sounds too good to be true. What are some of the roadblocks that could get in the way of building a really effective membership site?
Well, first of all, if the possibility is too good to be true, you won't achieve it. But just go with the expectation. 28 members at $37 per month, that's $1,000. That is as simple as it can get. So roadblocks. First roadblock is people don't know the niche. They don't know what niche. They haven't decided on their niche. So that's a huge problem because if they have no idea what their niche is going to be, then they are not only going in the wrong direction enthusiastically, they're not going anywhere. the way to overcome that roadblock is go to buying platforms, not browsing platforms. Google is a browsing platform. Facebook is a browsing platform. Twitter, LinkedIn, those are browsing platforms. Some are social media-based, others are search engines. YouTube, browsing platform. People don't go there to buy, they go to browse. What you want to do to find a monetizable niche, because that's what you need, is go to dummies.com, ebay.com, amazon.com, magazines.com. When you go there, you will find topics, you will find descriptions that are for products that people are buying. 1,600 titles at dummies.com, people buy those books. So if there's a topic there that you're interested in, that's a niche. Magazines, same thing. eBay, biggest buying platform in the world. Amazon, they fulfill more goods than any other platform in the world. So no niche idea? Great. Dummies.com, eBay.com, Amazon.com, Magazines.com. That is the first roadblock and the key that opens that door. Should I continue?
Yeah, give us one or two more.
Okay, number two, technical skills. I don't have the technical skills. Yay, I don't either. So just be willing to learn if you know enough to get a webmaster who can teach you how to set up a WordPress site, which my friend Matt Mullenweg helped develop, is one of the lead developers there, and now has over 250 developers. It's open source. It's free. Then you can convert that to a wishlist member site, and for less than a few $100, you're in business. Just be willing to learn and start with an empty cup, as the old Chinese proverb. Start with a beginner's mind. Technical skills are easy as long as you know that learning after you know it all is what counts most. And then finally, payment. I can't find payment. I don't know what to do to take payment. I can't do it. I don't have an affiliate program. How do I do it? Easy. Clickbank.com. Just simply go to clickbank.com. Check it out. Do some research. It's a great research tool. And then do what it takes to have your site approved. They have to approve it manually, and then you're in business. Not only do they handle the payments, but they handle the affiliate program, and that by itself is worth its weight in gold.
Wow. My guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, the Chinese say that a trip of 1,000 leagues starts with the first step. What is the first physical action that somebody listening to the sound of our voice can take to move them in the direction of a good membership site?
May I make it self-serving just for a moment?
Sure.
MarketingOnline.com. Check out the launch that we're going to have. We will teach you everything and anything there is to know about membership sites. And I don't even get engaged in my own forums. I have faculty to do that because engagement is what's key. So when I'm traveling, faculty are there day and night. If that is offensive and you think that I'm promoting, then simply go to Google and search all about membership sites. And I'm sure on ehow.com or about.com, you can learn what there is to know about membership sites. I prefer for you to put skin in the game and participate in a membership site, because the only failure in life, as Buckminster Fuller said, is the failure to participate. I hope that rings true for everyone listening.
Well, it certainly does. My guest has been Alex Mandozian. Alex, you're a fountain of great information. Again, give us that website. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about membership sites, where would they go?
Simply marketingonline.com. Very simple website to remember, marketingonline.com.
Oh, that is great. Alex, thank you so much for being our guest here on the show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. It was a fun second time.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.